A heavy rain in Juba on Sunday slowed voting for Rwandans planning to cast ballots in their country's election. Rwandan election officials say they were able to resume voting for the early voting for members of the diaspora community when the rain subsided. Rwanda held elections on Monday for president and the lower house of the parliament, but early voting was held Sunday for citizens living in other countries. Fiakure Niyogushimwa, a Rwandan national who voted at Juba's Nyakuron Cultural Center, says he was happy to exercise his democratic rights.
I'm really feel happy because it's the first time for me. Actually, for me, it's the first time to vote my president. I really vote someone who guide our country for good goal and to lead, to get good performance here in Africa and to make our country the best one in the world.
Zamkosha Scovia is another Rwandan national who cast her vote in South Sudan. She says she is grateful for the opportunity.
We are so glad as Rwandan community who are staying in South Sudan because we had a chance to cast our votes. So yeah, we get rain in the morning, but I was so happy because people, they doesn't care about rain. They come at time, we started at time, and I think all of Rwanda and South Sudan, we cast our votes.
Eric Rubaiza, the coordinator of the Rwandan election in Juba, says despite the rain, a good number of voters turned up.
It started a bit shy because it was raining early morning from 7, so we didn't really have much people. It started really slowly, but later on it picked up and people started coming towards 11, 12. There were a lot of people who were here, so it was really pretty good. We are under the embassy of Rwanda, which is based in Uganda, so they're covering also South Sudan. We are going to put our votes to the embassy, and then the embassy will be the one actually submitting them for the National Electoral Committee.
Hope Mugabo is another Rwandan voter in Juba.
I'm expecting a lot of things. I'm expecting my country to become higher than it was because we've been having a very good president, and I'm sure I've voted him because he's been good for us.
An electoral observer who only identified himself as Frank says the voting process was easy, simple, because they took time to educate voters in South Sudan.
The experience of voting to the first time here, it was not complicated because the rural community stayed like 3 months when we are trying to inform the people, to tell them how they are going to vote, and at least to inform that it's better to choose someone who they know that at least they can be able to help them in the future.
William Gabonzinza is a Rwandan electoral officer in South Sudan, and he says voting was smooth.
I'm following up all the 5 polling sessions. We have the Juba Nyakuron, this number one. We have the one in Tongping, which is having almost 600 voters. We have one in Torit, which will have 250 voters. We have one in Durupi Yei Road, which have 1,100 voters. And we have the one in Malakal, also 1,100 voters.
Rubaiza says South Sudan can learn from the process as the country prepares for elections in December. 3 presidential candidates, the incumbent Paul Kagame of the Rwanda Patriotic Front, RPF, Frank Habineza of the Democratic Green Party of Rwanda, and independent candidate Philippe Mpayimana. Kagame, who is seeking to extend his 24 years in office, is expected to win. Voters will also elect 53 members of parliament. For VOA News, I'm Dennis Logonyi reporting from Juba.